Thank you. कृष्ण पाद प्रमाण जब बचाया सितार शशि माँ जो भक्ति श्रम सदगुरु श्याम माँ महानंद गौ जी शिवा श्याम विचार शहरदास गिरिगौराम शिव नाम नाम श्रीम भागवत महाप्राम
Yashaya Dharavaritam
Yashaya Dharavaritam
Satena Sukadukaya
Satena Sukadukaya
Atmanam Tasyande
Atmanam Tasyande
Tasmasa Paramuchite
Tasmasa Paramuchite
Yashaya Dharavaritam
Yashaya Dharavaritam
Satena Sukadukaya आत्मनाम तस्यं देहि
आत्मनाम तस्यं देहि
अजमसा परमिच्छते
अजमसा परमिच्छते
यस्य
यदयवैतं
सतेन सुखदुःखाय
सतेन सुखदुःखाय यस्यादैवहितं
सत्येन सुखदुःखयो
सत्येन सुखदुःखयो
आत्मानं
देहि
आत्मानं परं
पृच्छति
by the Supreme Will. A person who endures in this way is able to cross over the darkness of nations very easily. Please repeat. One should try to keep himself satisfied.
One should try to keep himself satisfied.
In any condition of life.
In any condition of life.
Whether distress or happiness.
Whether distress or happiness.
Which is offered by the Supreme Will.
Which is offered by the Supreme Will.
A person who endures in this way,
a person who endures in this way,
is able to cross over the darkness of nations.
Is able to cross over the darkness of nations.
Very easily.
Very easily.
Material existence consists of pious and impious fruited activities. As long as one is engaged in any kind of activity other than devotional service, it will result in the happiness and distress of this material world. When we enjoy life in so-called material happiness, it is to be understood that we are diminishing the resultant actions of our pious activities. And when we are put into suffering, it is to be understood that we are diminishing the resultant actions of our impious activities. Instead of being attached to the circumstantial happiness and distress resulting from pious and impious activities, if we want to get out of the clutches of that nations, of this nations, then whatever position we are put in, we are put into by the will of the Lord, we should accept. Thus, if we simply surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should get out of the clutches of this material existence. Yasaya daiva vaitam satena sukha dukkhaya atmanam yasaya vaitam. One should try to keep himself satisfied in any condition of life, whether distress or happiness, which is offered by the Supreme Will. A person who endures in this way is able to cross over the darkness of nescience very easily. Om Agyanatmanandasya Jananjana Sarakaya Chaksurum Tamina Tatma Shri Guru Vedana Sri Chaitanya Manomiskam Shaktam Vinam Dutale Sayam Rupada Mayam Vitati Sampadam Sidam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vidada Shri Vasari Roman Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So really a couple of introductory verses.
Narada Muni continued, after trying this process for many, many births, remaining unattached to material contamination, placing themselves continuing in trance and executing many types of austerities, many mystic yogis were unable to find the end of the path of God realization. For this reason, my dear boy, you should not endeavor for this. It will not be successful. It is better that you go home. When you are grown up by the mercy of the Lord, you will get a chance for these mystic performances. At that time, you may execute this function. One should try to keep himself satisfied in any condition of life, whether distress or happiness, which is offered by the Supreme Will. A person who endures in this way is able to cross over the darkness of nations very easily. So Narada Muni is instructing Dhruva Maharaj of the danger of being affected by this material world. Everyone in the material world is affected. Actually, we become affected by association. By association with this material energy is very dangerous. Our association with the material energy is very dangerous. And we have to treat it very, very serious. Generally speaking, we're not very serious about our association with the material world. That association, of course, is signified by various types of desires, various types of hankerings, various types of longings. Actually, the living entity has no business in the material world. He has no real association with this material world. But our association with the material world is conducted through the material body. Therefore, the so many examples of victimization, where we become victimized by this body. Victimization, actually all of us, we are victims. We're just victims. That's all. We actually think that we're free. Everyone is thinking I'm free, but we're victims. And just like if you say someone is a victim, what is the English of victim? What would you say, a victim? Okay. Huh? Anyone have an idea? Victim.
Someone who is conquered.
Someone who, subjected. Well, one who is subjected or conquered. Or you can say when something is imposed upon you, isn't it? You've been victimized. We find that we become victimized. Sometimes you're victimized by other people, isn't it? You become victimized by you get stuck with the wrong person. And you're suffering. What is that called? Adibhautika, isn't it? We have adibhautika. We become victimized by miserable association. I hate that person. We even marry them somehow. And sometimes we're born into the same family as them. And we think, how do I end up with this guy? He's my brother. And even if we're more intelligent, sometimes we look at our own bodies and we think, what am I doing with this? How did I end up with this thing? So Narada is giving very nice instruction. This instruction is very wonderful. How not to be victimized. How not to be victimized. Of course, in the material world, everyone, what does they say? Fools rush in, or angels dare to tread. Everyone is rushing in, to simply become victims. Just like Prabhupada, sometimes we look at the example of a moth running into the fire, isn't it? Moth is very attracted by the glitter and heat of the fire. But when he gets too close, he becomes singed up. He becomes burnt to ashes. So, this association with the material world is very nicely arranged by Krishna. Because Krishna is Purna, so he makes everything very perfect. He's perfect, and everything's very perfect. So, out of his kindness, Krishna creates the material world where there's two types of things, sukha, dukkha, sukha. When there's sukha, then we're very attractive. And when there's dukkha, we immediately become very repulsed, or we become very much detached. So these are very nice things to study, this attachment and aversion. Of course, if we study, we'll find that when things are very pleasurable for us, then we become more and more attached, more and more attached. So this general psychology is that when we want something, when we're very attached to something, and generally we find that everything we become attached to is dependent upon the degree of pleasure that it gives us. The degree of pleasure. But we should understand that very carefully. What is it that is getting pleasure? You see? We are associating with this material body. So this is the dehi. We are in the body. We are in this body, and according to that body, we have certain desires, we have certain hankerings and lamentations. So if we see that when we're in the dog body, we see dog has certain types of hankering, and the dog has certain type of lamentation. When we're in a hog body, we see the hog has certain types of hankering and lamenting. And we can see that in the human form of life, there are also various types of hankering and lamentation. So we can understand what is the difference. What is the difference in this hankering and lamenting? It's just that in the human form of life, they're more sophisticated. That's all. They're just more sophisticated. They're not any better. Our so-called superiority of enjoyment is not any better. It's just more sophisticated. For instance, we eat in many, many complex ways. We cook dinner, we have beautiful arrangements of cookers and pots and dishes, and we have sophisticated restaurants, and we eat in a very nice environment with certain types of lighting and certain types of seeing certain types of natural surroundings, this aesthetic quality of certain types of beauty. But in reality, the business is the same. The business is how to give some pleasure to the stomach. And we may find that if we study, we will find that even in the sort of most complex arrangements, this so-called sophistication, as Prabhupada would call it, polish, it's simply actually polished animal, or just polished activity. Because the body itself, by its very nature, is extremely limited in what it can actually give. And this is the causes mercy of Krishna, to show us that actually by absorbing ourselves in the limited, we have to suffer. By absorbing ourselves in the limited, we are suffering. It's just different degrees of suffering. You see, the more we become associated with matter, the more we suffer. And unfortunately, human society has not educated themselves in this science. They think that by becoming more and more sophisticated in the limited, by making the limited more sophisticated, it gets better. In other words, a dog can eat something in the ground. Isn't it? He can find something in it. Which is very simple. Actually, his life is very simple. If you watch animals, they have no anxieties. In reality, their anxieties are very little because they eat something, they have a little sex, and they can get it. They have a little sleep. And their necessities are taken care of. Prabhupada, many times in morning walks, will point out how these birds, as soon as they wake up, food is there. Practically speaking, it's immediately there. The worms come out of the ground to get some fresh air. And the bird is there to eat the worm. Very nice arrangement. There's no going down to Asda's, getting a big shopping basket, going through all the different wonderful arrangements. Bird is there, worm is there, belly is full. As soon as they wake up, all of these arrangements are there. Wonderful arrangements are there. But for them, it's all perfect. Perfect arrangement. And if we study, in many ways, the simplicity of nature, we find that the human is the only one who gets all messed up. He's the only one who gets all messed up, gets all in anxiety, gets all uptight, frustrated, angry, bewildered, mental breakdowns. In America now, there's more psychiatrists than there is doctors. Everyone has to have their psychiatrist. Because the very nature of life now has become so complicated, so complex, that even the mind of the person cannot cope with the complexity and anxiety of modern life. So we can understand that here is a beautiful example, because Dhruva Maharaj was a very good example of a materialist. He was a young boy, but he had very big ideas. Generally, this is the problem. The real problem of life is to have too many big ideas. Everyone's got some big idea. I want to become something bigger, isn't it? We always want to become something bigger, something better. And that is why Western society looked down on Indian society. They say they're primitive civilization. What did they ever have to offer?
to our highly technological society. We're simply living in huts. So if we study Vedic culture, we'll see the superior beauty of Vedic culture was simple living and high thinking, as Prabhupada would say, simple living and high thinking, but not high thinking in the wrong direction, you see. Modern society is complicated living and complicated thinking, but it's all in the wrong direction, you see, wrong direction. That's why so important, Dhruva Maharaj had great determination and great desires, but so important that he met Narayana Muni. Because only the devotee of the Lord can release us from this darkness of nations, as it says here. By this endurance, one is able to cross over the darkness of nations very easily. So, crossing over such a huge ocean, the material world is a huge ocean. A huge ocean that you see Radhika Purananda. And as Prabhupada used to say, padam padam, it is such a complex ocean where there is always danger at every step. So, the material world, everyone is living in great anxiety. There is always danger. There is always the, as it says here, circumstantial happiness and distress resulting from our pious and impious activities. So this danger of activity has never been understood by modern man. What is the danger of activity? Now, we see how people are amazed at the pollution, disease, the violence, antisocial degradation, moral total degradation. People are, there's come to the point now in modern society where the, how, if you like, how degraded everything is becoming. People are immensely shocked, just like the absolute cruelty to animals, cruelty to each other, pollution of the atmosphere, pollution of people. In every way, human society is actually experiencing the results of these, you can say, impious activities are actually dark activities. These are ignorant activities. So we can understand that the beauty, the beauty of association with these Bhagavad devotees or Srimad Bhagavatam is that in a very simple way, one can very easily understand that there the real necessity, what we call artha. Prabhupada was giving a very nice example of anatta, anatta. He said, actually, this body is anatta. We must understand what is the first anatta. It's this body. Anatta means unwanted. First of all, this body is unwanted thing. Because it has nothing to do with you. Now, the whole concept of modern philosophy and knowledge or education is identification of the body. So that basic principle is wrong. As Prabhupada says, if you begin a calculation by having the wrong calculation, if you say 1 and 1 is 3, then all of the other calculations are wrong. So the basic calculation that I am the body is the wrong calculation. The calculation or this misidentification that I belong to this body, that I have anything to do with this body, or anything to do with those things related to the body is the cause of all our misery in this world. Every single
misery that you experience is because of your body. So therefore, if you really want to stop misery, you have to get out of the bodily concept of life. Because you're an atta. Atta means that thing which is not wanted, which is not favorable, which is not needed. You don't actually need a body. Sounds funny. You don't need a body to be happy. Is it? You don't need a body. You need a spiritual body, but not material body. And for a devotee, they can cross over the greatest obstacles of misery. Just as one steps over a little, what do you call it, water and footprint of cow. Because they understand the reality that the body will always be presenting various types of pleasure and pain. So Krishna says, there will always be some pleasure, there will always be some pain. The pleasures and pains of the body should never be taken seriously. They should never be taken seriously. The problem is, we are taking it seriously, even though the body itself is destined to be destroyed at any moment. Funny thing is, I was in Kenya, you know, I was diagnosed with this disease. One of the guys I was talking to, he's dead. One of the guys I was telling about the disease, he's dead. Rather than just telling him, he was his brother-in-law. So, I'm still around and he's gone. And I was telling him about how I wasn't going to be around. But he went before I even got gone, whatever. So, one has to look at the material world in a humorous way. It is like, how can one take it seriously? How can anyone take the material world seriously? Because it has no substance. It has no substance. Absolutely no substance whatsoever. Your body is made up of some chemicals, beautifully formed and combined by the great will of the Lord. So here, Narada is saying that one should try to keep himself satisfied in any condition of life, whether distress or happiness, which is offered by the Supreme Will. You see? Which is offered by the Supreme Will. So the only reality is Krishna's will. For a devotee, the only reality is Krishna's will. All of these temporary situations which we find ourselves in, they're not to be taken very seriously. We should not take them very seriously. The problem is, because of our ignorance, we take them seriously. And that's why Krishna is laughing at Arjuna in the beginning of the Gita. Isn't it? The Sochan. What is that verse? Sochan. He said, why are you lamenting for that which is not even lamenting? Huh? It does not behoove you. But you are Aryan. You are Aryan. You see? This Aryan civilization, such a superior civilization because it is situated in transcendental knowledge, situated in understanding the supreme will of the personality of God. There's one lovely description of Krishna's energy, and it's that which causes all occurrences. That which causes all occurrences. So we are a victim of things which occur, isn't it? Everything that is happening, we are either victimized by it to become happy, or we're victims to become distressed. We actually have absolutely no freedom to change it or to improve it. We are just simply being played around with by vast superior energy. Prabhupada gives the example If you jump into the Atlantic Ocean, even if you're a big, big swimmer, you may have muscles like Schwarzschildniger. You know, you may be big, big. But you're in the Atlantic Ocean. You see? You're in the Atlantic Ocean. That's the problem. Maybe in a swimming pool you can look good. But you're not going to look very good in the Atlantic Ocean. So everything is relative. In our own little defined worlds, our own little houses, and our own little gardens, and our own little constructed empires, we all make it kings. But in terms of this huge, powerful energy, we're not even mosquitoes. We're not even significant. So therefore, Krishna consciousness is simply a matter of acknowledging the Supreme Will. We have to acknowledge that everything is going on. Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Chacha Rakshana. Everything, animate, inanimate, is moving by my will. You should never think there's anything else. And therefore a devotee accepts everything. Everything is Krishna's special mercy. But now Krishna, he is simply giving me some more affection. Some more affection. We don't understand how Krishna is bringing us to Him. Huh? As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, that Krishna acts wonderfully. Material energy acts wonderfully to bring us back to home, back to Ghana. We don't know how it's going on, this huge machine. But a materialist is grinding into a pulp. Just like I was in New York, and this guy came up to me, this kind of wiry, excited kind of New Yorker. And he liked the devotees, so he came up and said, he was Jewish. Hare Krishna. He said, so he started talking to me and he said, you know, he said, this city is ground me to a mustard seed. He said, it's ground me to nothing. And I really appreciated his actual, if you like, understanding of the power of New York on this little guy. It is just ground him down to nothing. So these energies are very, very powerful. Mama Maya Dharatiya. And for a devotee, we have to be very careful that not to mix with them. Don't mix. Because it's very dangerous to mix with this material energy. Sometimes when you see what a mess you're in, especially when people get married. Now, I'm not putting down marriage. But you can imagine a guy who's walking past some club or something. It's Saturday night. He thinks, let me go in and have a few beers. He goes in there, meets a girl at the bar. And then, you know, 20 years down the road, there's 6 kids, a mortgage, car, hates her guts. And probably thinking, why the heck did I walk in that car? Why I'd have walked on. I wouldn't have had all of this. So that's the nature. One false move. One little move can cause you so much suffering. So be careful. Be careful. Sometimes those little moves we make seem very innocent and not very, what you call it, dangerous. But every move we make here is dangerous. Because it can bring us insurmountable difficulties. And the most dangerous move is to forget Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj said to Lord Nrisimhadev, I don't fear your powerful form is death personified. Now imagine the form of Guru Shingra is so beautiful. And even the demigods were shaking. He said, what I really fear is that I'm an incarnation. So the greatest fear for a devotee is to forget Krishna. And here, by the mercy of Narada, Yuga Maharaj has so many big plans, and he's very determined.